Come find our seats.
来，我们找到自己的位置。
And once we find our seats, I would like to invite all of us to stand as we worship the Lord.
好，当我们找到自己，回到自己座位，请大家起立。Yeah. 我们要一起来敬拜。
La 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 people to get up on soldier. And I want to make you more like me. Pardon? Translation, sorry.
Say it again.
God, some the surgery people.
Oh, 我看到神正在对我们做手术。
And God said, I want to make you like me.
哦，主说我要使你们像我一样。
And it's kind of like what we were singing earlier. It's like, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes.
就好像之前我们在说，是的，主，是的。
But sometimes we find ourselves, no Lord, no Lord, no Lord, no.
但是很多时候我们的经历是说主啊不要不要。
I want my way.
我们想要我的方法。
But we're supposed to be saying, Lord, your kingdom come.
但是我们应该要说的是主啊愿你的国降临。
Lord, your will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
Make me into who you want me to be.
让我成为你要我成为的样式。
So I need your surgery on me.
所以我需要你在我生命中做手术。
To make me more like you.
让我更像你。
So are we going to allow ourselves to get up on the table and say, God, do to me what you want to glorify your name.
所以我们能否也来到神的面前说主啊愿啊你所愿的成就在我身上为了荣耀你的名
Amen Your way is better Amen
Your way is better Your way is better Your way is better Your way is better Jesus had it all.
praise of all the world. Jesus, have it all.
Jesus, have Glorify your name, Jesus, have it. Amen.
Amen.
Father, I just thank you so much.
天父，非常感谢你。
You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
你是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
You are the Father of the nations.
你是万国的父。
We surrender to you.
我们向你降服。
We give you the glory.
我们给你敬拜。
May you bless the rest of the time.
愿你祝福以下的时间。
May your Holy Spirit take charge and lead your servant.
愿圣灵掌管来引导你的仆人。
May you sanctify this time.
愿你使这以下的时间成圣。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I am so overwhelmingly blessed by the fathers and the mothers and the prophets and apostles, prophets, and the pastoral team is really an overwhelming honoring and protection. I feel so safe now.
我极大的被我们家的这个父母，然后还有众牧者，然后还有先知团队来祝福你们的这个保护和祝福，让我感觉到非常的安全。
This is a real family.
这是一个真实的家庭。
I really feel released in the spirit.
我感觉到在灵里有一个被释放。
And I testify, it is not an intimidating experience here.
我见证说这个并不是一个非常让人害怕的这个感觉。
Because we have true fathers and true mothers in the house.
因为我们在家里面有真实的这个父母。
I really want to honor all the fathers and mothers of this house.
非常想尊荣这个家的父母。
Because you have birthed us as sons and daughters from the nations.
因为你们在列国中生出了许多的儿女。
And thank you for this family for releasing your fathers and mothers so that they can come into the nations to give birth to us.
也谢谢你们释放了许多各国的儿女，也以至于我们能够来到这里。
And I know this family has paid a huge sacrifice.
我知道你们这个家庭付出了许多的牺牲。
In fact, all the families of the fathers have paid a huge price.
实际上所有的父母在这个家都付出了许多的牺牲。
I want to really honor that.
我想尊荣你们。
Actually, I also want to honor the junior father team, the junior quartet.
我也想尊荣在这个家的这个年轻的一代。
I really want to honor Pastor Colin, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Caleb and Pastor Carmen for their excellent service, their excellent teaching, and there is really an eye-opening experience for us. We feel so much blessed by them.
我们想尊荣这以上的四位的四重奏的年轻的牧师，我们非常被他们所祝福。
I see the senior fathers flow out of them with a double portion anointing.
我们感觉到他们身上流传着这个他们上一代的祝福。
I want to tell Pastor Colin and Pastor Rebecca, representing Pastor Caleb and Carmen, that we want to honor you, we want to serve you, and we are submitted to your leadership as much as we have served the senior fathers and mothers.
我们想告诉这个年轻的一代的牧师，也就是Colin Rebecca， 然后还有这个 Caleb 和 Carmen， 说我们也像服侍你们的父辈一样，我们也要服侍你。
And I want to honor this family for providing us from the nations a dwelling place of peace and protection.
我们也想这个尊荣这个家庭，你们给了我们有许多的这个安全和保护。
This is real a safe refugee.
这是一个安全的一个保护所。
We want to honor your nation, your city, and this family.
我们想尊荣你们这个国家、你们这个城市，还有你们这个家庭。
There is such a tranquil and deep flow of living water of honor, the spirit of honor in this household.
我感觉到这个家庭有一个极深的尊荣。
Sometimes we feel like a cat, but when we look into the mirror, when we look into the mirror of your honoring grace.
有时候我们感觉到我们好像一个猫一样，就是来看到你们镜子里面你们的尊荣和你们的恩慈。
But you give us a magnified reflection of being a young lion.
但是你们给了我们一个这个映照，是一个年轻的狮子。
As the prophet said, that young lion is prone to be killed prematurely and sometimes even caged in zoo.
就像先知所说的，就是年轻的狮子有的时候会被这个在他年轻的时候就出于许多的原因死去，或者是被关在这个动物园里面。
But we see there's such a security to walk around here safely and freely because everybody here is a lion.
但是在这个家中有许多的自由能够在这边行走，因为每一个人都是狮子。
And we can enjoy the protection and the covering of the mature lion an ironies of the fathers and mothers of nations.
而且我们可以能够享受到这个成熟的年长的这个狮子和母狮子他们的保护。
And it is such a privilege to walk as a pride of lions.
这个是一个极大的尊荣，能够和这个狮群一起行走。
And regardless of us being a master seat, a cat, or lion, or a lamb,
这个不管我们是一个这个小的芥菜种，还是猫，还是狮子。
And thank you for the grace that you never keep put any expectations on us, but allow us to be ourselves.
感谢你们，你们没有将任何的期待放在我们的身上，而是让我们做我们自己。
Give us a space to learn and to unlearn, even to make mistakes, and give us the benefit of the doubt.
也给我们有自由可以来学习和忘记，然后也在我们做错事的时候，也给我们有一个这个benefit of doubt.
因为证据不足，宣告我们没事。
因为证据不足，宣告我们没事。
So thank you for making us really feel at home.
谢谢你们，让我们感觉到在家里面。
And I want to honor Pastor Papa Eddie last Sunday for releasing such a powerful message.
也尊荣马爸马妈在上个主日所释放的这个强有力的信息。
I fully agree for your honoring of the Cantonese 133 Cantonese Fellowship.
完全的认同你们来尊荣133的这个广东话的家庭。
Tearing down the strongholds of the, you know, the wandering absent-minded spirit.
也拉下这破坏一个这个游荡的灵。
And you know, restore us to the quality characters of you know alertness, priority, concentration, and engagement.
也释放了一个信息，就是把这个首先的，然后还有这个专注，然后还有the last one.
Priority.
首先的专注然后the third one is
alignment.
然后还有对齐，谢谢。
So I'm sure the fathers and mothers of the Cantonese Fellowship will be greatly blessed.
我感觉到这个所有的讲粤语的家庭能够被。
And you are ready to embrace all the spiritual sons and daughters from all over the world, whether it's Cantonese speaking, Mandarin speaking, or English speaking.
你们也因此能够做好准备来祝福许多从其他国家来的人，不管他们说的是什么语言。
So this morning, I feel in after the big steak of last Sunday, I will just give you a small dessert.
所以我感觉到这一次我经过上一个星期的大餐，好像我们就给你们加上甜点。
Apostle Paul boasted about things that reveal his weakness.
就像保罗他为着他的软弱而夸口一样。
So we just want to share some vulnerable testimonies of our five loaves and two fish.
所以我们就想分享一些我们易碎的五饼二鱼。
Last week actually is extremely busy for us.
上一周我们事实上来讲非常的忙。
And David suggests to me to change to swap to another date.
然后David 就建议我要不要换另外一个日期。
But I know in my spirit I must share today.
但是我感觉到在我的灵里我需要今天分享。
In fact, I really want to honor Brother Kirk for your extraordinary prophetic anointing of worship today.
我也想尊荣这个 Kirk 兄弟他的非常先知性的。
You and your team make me feel today is the consecration day. I mean the inauguration day of Solomon's Temple.
先知性的敬拜，他和他的团队让我们感觉到今天好像是所罗门王的这个圣殿。
And I was keep crying if I feel like I'm done.
我一直在哭，感觉到完全被神触摸。
In fact, I'm going to request for all the lyrics of today's worship songs of your team.
我也想申请来拿你们这个
所唱的歌的 It speaks directly and deeply to my heart.
唱的歌的这个歌词，谢谢你们。
The reason why I feel today is special is because 11 years ago to the exact date.
为什么是今天特别？因为在11年前
Papa Gid, my spiritual father took away the signboard of our church.
11年前，我们属灵的父亲把我们教会的这个名字拿走了。
So he changed our church name. I mean, from an apostolic church, and changed it into a family.
他把我们的教会从原来的一个使徒性的教会改成了一个家。
This fact is really speak my journey of transforming from an orphan into a son.
这一个旅程。实际上就是诉说着我从一个
today,
一个孤儿成为儿子。
Today, 11 years ago today, so today is the anniversary. 11 years ago, anniversary of our
11年前，也就是今11年前的今天，我们教会的名字被这个赵爷爷、赵爸所改变。
Yeah, I know today is July 14th.
今天是11月11号，14号。
So the Lord spoke to us through.Second Chronicle, chapter 7, verse 14.
神借着这个历代记下的七章十四节。
And we all know that verse.
我们也知道这个经文。
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from wicked ways, and I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
这称为我名下的子民若是自卑祷告寻求我的面转离他们的恶行我必从天上垂听赦免他们的罪医治他们的地
Today's worship is talk about the surgery
今天的敬拜就讲到了这个动手术
And actually my testimony I mean very much is a journey of you know one surgery after another
那我的这个旅程就好像一次一次的手术
Yeah, so really, I just really want to honor, you know, my two fathers.
我也想特别的尊荣我的两位的父亲。
Yeah, we know, you know, one father is a heart surgeon.
其中一位他是心脏的外科医生。
But you do not know that the another father who is more accurate to do surgery than the heart surgeon.
另外一位的父亲他非常的精准的处理心脏的问题。
Anyway, my walk with these two fathers, you know, helped me to shift from my ambition, my selfish ambition of always wanting to become number one, into a pursuit of John 17 oneness.
这两位父亲也改变了我的这个追求卓越，追求做第一名，而慢慢成为这个约翰福音七章的这个合一。
I lost my father and become an orphan when I was 1 year old.
我在一岁的时候失去了我的父亲，成为了孤儿。
I have no identity since then.
我从那开始之后就没有一个自我的认知。
Striving for achievement and recognition has been, as my identity, has always been my deception.
这个追求卓越，然后找到自己的一个所事。成为了我的一个追求的方向。
Yes, it is a 迷惑。
成为一个迷惑。
Although I accepted Jesus almost 40 years ago in 1987.
在1987年的时候，我接受神，成为了这个基督徒。
I have been always under the bondage of the orphan spirit until I met my two fathers.About 18 years ago.
从那开始，我就一直在这个孤儿的灵的捆绑底下，直到遇见了这两位的父亲。
I have always wanted to become number one at school, number one at career, and number one as a pastor.
我一直想在我的事业，在我的这个工作，在我的牧会上面成为第一位。
Until I led the largest delegation to Jerusalem in year 2007 with the passion of back to Jerusalem.
直到在2007年的时候，我们当时带了一个最大的这个大陆的代表团。
The orphan spirit of a competition
是一个孤儿的竞争的灵。
And the Babylonian spirit of building a lane for myself.
还有这个巴比伦 为着自己的名而努力奋斗的。
Hit me hard, and my church fall into four pieces.
我的教会被攻击而分裂成四个。
Although my mentor who ordained me was written in Peter Wagner's book of New Apostolic Church.
按牧我的牧师曾经曾被写到这个 Peter Wagner's 的书里面，曾经有一章。
And I was trying to follow his footsteps to build, to grow an apostolic church.
我当时也跟随他的脚步，希望能够建立一个这个使徒性的教会。
I realized that I was only an orphan pastor who have turned the church into an orphanage.
我感觉到我当时是一个孤儿，把教会变成一个孤儿院。
So I learned the hardest way that what I need is not more anointing, but a true father.
所以我在这个艰难的过程中学习到一个功课，就是我所需要的并不是更多的恩赐，而是需要真父母。
I'm afraid that my story is actually is the common story of people of my generation at that time.
我很担心我的故事可能就是在那个时代同辈的人的一个常见的形态。
At that critical moment, the Lord sent the two fathers to come to our rescue in year 2006.
在2006年的时候，主差派了两位的父亲来拯救我们。
And the revelation of Malachi 4, verse 5 and 6 started to dawn in our heart with new understanding.
所以这马拉基书四章五到六节的这个启示来慢慢的在我们的心中
together with the pastors of our city and nation
所展开，然后也在我们城市的其他牧者中展开。
We start to humble ourselves by turning our heart.
我们就开始谦卑来将我们的心转向。
To the Heavenly Father as a son, and to the Father of the nations.As a son,
第一是对天父作为一个儿子的心，第二是对我们的属灵的父母生出一个儿子的心。
And to the young generations as a father,
对年轻的一代是一个父母的心。
Although we have so many movements of the Holy Spirit in our land,
尽管我们的土地上有许多的属灵的运动
，I felt we need to unlearn.Everything and start from the beginning because we don't have a foundation of a family.
我们感觉到我们需要忘记我们所学的一切，因为我们没有一个家庭的基础。
I start to lay down my hunger for success at the sacrifice of my church and my family.
我开始在放下我的对成功的渴望，在家庭和家人的牺牲下面。
Without the calling, I realize without the calling of the Lord,
我意识到没有神的呼召，
any of my visions will not give me any authority.
任何我的意向都没有办法给我任何的权柄。
And I need to lay all my visions on the altar.
我需要将我所有的意向都放在祭坛上。
So my wife and I started a family journey with others by preparing a dwelling place in our church, city, nation, and beyond.
所以我和这个教会就开始了一个家人同行的一个旅程，在我们城市还有许多的国家。
So that we no longer to live for ourselves.
所以我们不再为我们自己而活。
Remember, I was very selfish.
记得我当时是非常的自私。
But we are willing to live him for the generations above us and behind us.
但是我们愿意为下一代和我们以后的世代而活。
And to satisfy the heart desire of our Heavenly Father in alignment with our spiritual fathers and mothers of the nations.
也来这个尽可能的来这个满足天父的旨意，为着我们的属灵的父母。
My life transformation from an orphan into a son is the biggest miracle in my life.
我从一个孤儿转化成一个儿子是我生命中最大的神迹。
In our ministries, we have so many signs and wonders.
在我们的事工上，我们有许多的神迹奇事。
But it never leave an impact nationwide.
但是从来没有一个全国性的影响。
Or individually speaking.
或者个人性的。
But I sense this is the biggest miracle in my life.
但是我感觉到这个好像是我生命中最大的神迹。
And my story is just one drop of the glory of the Lord in our land.
我的见证只是神在我们土地上的这个神迹的一滴水滴。
As the healing river of living water flow out of Canada, breaking the curse and heal the land of the nations.
当这个加拿大医治的水流来到各地来医治各国的时候
by God's grace we are able to download a revelation from God about a mini family of a few people
当时我们领受了神的一个启示就是有一个微家只有几个人的这样的聚集
And because of such a new wineskin strategy of mini families and small families.
在这个新皮带的一个策略有极小的家人的。
We are able to raise up fathers and mothers.
我们能够兴起许多的父母。
And even in the extreme circumstances of persecution, we are able to survive.And continue to walk out as a family.
即使是在有极大的逼迫底下，我们依然能够生存，而且持续的家人同行。
Sometimes, although we have many, many surveillance cameras around,
有的时候有许多的这个闭路监控的摄像头。
And they could not locate our church.
但是他们并没有办法找到我们的教会。
Because it is gone.
因为已经消失了
and it has been transformed into a family
而且被转化成为一个家
Glory to God
赞美神
Workers get wage, sons get inheritance
工人得工价儿子得产业
Several of our spiritual sons and daughters start to have their own businessTheir own company of businesses.
有许多我们的属灵的儿女们，他们开始有他们自己的这个生意。
When we are walking in alignment with the revelation of sonship and inheritance.
当我们在儿子的身份还有产业的这个路上对齐的时候。
As much as learning to be a son is my lifetime journey.
我在这个路程中学习如何做儿子是一个旅程。
Learning to be a father is also my lifetime calling.
一样，那我学习如何做父亲也是一个这个一生的旅程。
I would like to share how David helped me to become a natural father in the family.
我也想分享 David 如何帮助我成为。一个肉身的父亲。
We all know the Malachi 4, 5 and 6, but the most difficult part is the how to turn our hearts to the fathers and how to turn our heart to the sons in order to seek reconciliation, restoration of two generations.
我们都知道马拉基书四章五到六节，但是实际上最难的是如何真实的把我们的心转向我们的儿女。
And I feel this is a greatest blessing from my two fathers.
我感觉到这个是我的两位属灵父亲给我最大的祝福。
Turning of the heart to the fathers is not an exercise of the mind of the brain.
将我们的心转向我们的父母并不是一个头脑的工作。
It costs the heart.
这个是心的一个操练。
As Asians,
作为亚洲人来讲
，we never understand the meaning of the heart because our heart is dead.
我们没有办法理解我们的心，因为我们的心死了。
After walking, listening to these fathers for 3 years,
在和我的父亲同行，听他们的这个分享，在三年之后
，I have to make a decision.
我意识到我需要做出一个改变。
So I decide nothing I can offer to God except my heart.
我感觉到我没有办法有任何的东西能给神除了我的心。
So I decided to lay down my theological training.
所以我决定来放下我的神学上的这个学到的训练。
Resign from the International Ministry Organization.
从这个国际的事工中退下来。
I was ordained by an international delegation of pastors from many nations.
我被一个全这个国际性事工的主任牧师所被案例。
And we have many.Ministries.
我们有许多的事工。
Remember, I was an orphan.
记得我是一个孤儿吗
？And performance was my identity.
所以这个绩效是我的个人的身份。
So I decided to lay everything down.
我决定放下一切。
And I used to preach by PowerPoints every week.
我以前是用。每周都用这个幻灯片来讲道。
And I decided, I said, I must learn how to follow the Holy Spirit.
我说我决定要必须要学习如何跟从圣灵。
It is very ugly. I mean, I stumble so many.
这个是非常的难，所以我摔了很多的跤。
I said, either I don't learn.Either I don't follow it, or I have to follow it with all of my heart.
我就想要不我就不学，要学的话我就需要全心全意的去学。
On the first trip to China, the Lord spoke to Papa David.
在第一次去中国的旅程上，神跟这个代爸说
，I appreciate your preaching, but I want you to give your heart to this nation.
我很感谢你的讲道，但是我需要你把心给这个。
And Papa David struggled a lot because his corny is going back to his own nations after 10 years of walking in Canada.
这个国家，当时赵爸非常的，
代
爸非常的难受，因为他的呼召就是埃及，但是神呼召他来加拿大。
来呼召他来中国。
来中国。
So, The Lord spoke to Papa David and said, unless there is a safe family, because every Chinese, they have the passion, the calling of back to Jerusalem.
因为每一位的华人他都有这个将福音传回以色列的呼召。
And everybody believes he is the leader.
每个人都相信他自己是领袖。
And unless...They have a safe family. They will kill each other on the way to Jerusalem.
除非他们成为一家人，否则他们就会在去以色列的路上彼此互相残杀。
And very shamefully, very unfortunately, that's the true story.
很遗憾的讲，这个是真实的故事。
And the Lord challenged the Papa David to give his heart to China.
所以神。对赵爸的挑战就是将对代爸的挑战就是将他的心给中国。
And you know, one of the biggest blessings from Papa David is the resurrection and the restoration of our heart as an individual, as a people group.
所以代爸给中国的最大的。祝福之一就是如何个人的和族群上的将我们的心重新的复还。
It took us so many years to to receive his inheritance.
这花费我们许多年来完全领受他的祝福。
And we are learning how to share our heart.
然后我们来学习如何分享我们自己的心。
And many times we failed by sharing our mind instead.
所以我们经常分享我们的想法。
I'm saying about this detail is I want to let you know it is a real story that these two fathers give birth to us.
我跟你们分享的原因就是这两位的父亲确实的生出了我们。
So, turning our heart to God, to our two fathers.
所以将我们的心转向我们的神，转向我们的两位的父亲。
It costs us everything.
这个让我们付上了所有。
So I decided I want to lay down my engine.
所以我决定我要放下我的引擎。
I want to lay down my heart.
我要放下我的心。
I spoke about, you know, my journey is actually a journey of surgeries.
我也讲到我的旅程实际上是一个做手术的旅程。
And my wife always keep on reminding me, says, don't talk about the bloody stories.
我的这个太太经常的提醒我不要讲这些流血的经历。
It's so scary to hear you say things about this.
这个非常的吓人。
But actually, you know, it is, takes the bleeding of Jesus to give us birth.
但是实际上，让我们相信神的流血才能够生出我们。
It takes Jesus' crucifixion, and he shed his blood.To give us birth.
神他流血来挂在十字上十字架上来生出我们。
It takes the bleeding of our mom and dad to give us birth naturally.
这也意味着我们的肉身的父母也需要流血来生出我们。
And why not? I mean, you know, why we cannot accept the fact that it takes the bleeding for our spiritual parents to give birth to us as spiritual sons and daughters.
所以这意味着我们的属灵的父母也需要流血来生出我们。
So please bear with me if I'm, you know, saying anything that is too strong, a little bit too strong and scary.
所以请饶恕我如果我分享有任何的这个冒犯到你们的地方。
Many times, you know, I was just kind of wondering, you know,Before I met my father, all my pursuit is vainglory of success.
在遇到我的父亲之前，我所有的追求都是这个虚假的尊荣。
And to have followers.
然后也
And to have flowers and applause.
追求这个掌声和追求者。
But nowadays, all I want is the pruning word from my fathers.
现在我所需要的是我父母给我的一个这个修正的话语。
It is one word from the father equals 4 years of seminary training.
有父亲的一句话，一个词就等于我四年的神学。
One word of reminder of the father, even one twinkling of the eyes, I mean, is worthy of university education.
即使是父亲的一句话，他的一个眼神就是。相当于我们这个学术上的学习。
I have seen so many fathers and leaders because they do not have a spiritual father. They stay always the same because nobody can speak into their life.
我看到了许多的领袖，因为他们没有属灵的父亲，但是所以他们就在他们的水平上一直保持下去，因为没有人对他们的生命讲话。
But because we have fathers and mothers.Of nations in this household.
但是因为我们在这个家中有许多的属灵的父母。
Every day, every time is a birthing process.
每一天每一次都是一个生出的过程。
And I keep on dying, keep on bleeding, keep on rebirthing.
我持续的对自己死来将这个被生出来。
So I am so thankful to walk as a son.
所以我非常的感恩作为一个儿子的身份同行。
Allow me to share, you know, one story I had with one of my fathers.
请允许我来分享我跟其中一位父亲的
同行的见证。We all know that Abraham sacrificed Isaac with a razor knife.
我们都知道亚伯拉罕举起了刀将要杀以撒。
I had one offense of many years, and then one of my fathers gave me a counsel of 2 hours.
我在有许多年有一个被冒犯的经历，而其中一位的父亲给我几个小时的这个指导。
Afterwards, I spoke to him. I said, "In my mind, I agree with you."
我跟他说，在这个事后，就是我在我的理解里面，我是同意你的说法。
By will, I agree with you.
凭着我的意志力，我是同意的。
But I need to go back to pray.
但是我需要祷告。
I cannot get across this emotional speed bump.
我没有办法跨越这个这情感上的减速带。
Because this is a real, realistic, authentic pain over the years.
因为这个伤害是一个真实的许多年的伤害。
But my father killed me with one word.
但是我的父亲就是用一句话就杀死了我。
He said, "I don't have much time left."
他说我没有太多的剩下的时间。
And I realized all my desire to come to this household is the honor to serve my father.
所以我就意识到我的来这个家的意向就是来服侍我的父亲。
And if he says this word that touches me, I have no choice but to agree.
但是他对我说的这些话触摸到我，我没有其他的选择，除了同意。
But don't assume that I am just a robot. I'm not a robot.
不要这个以为我是一个机器人。
I'm not a puppet.
我也不是一个被操控的。
I argue with my father also.
我也跟我的父亲争辩。
I said, "Papa, you are killing my emotions."
我跟他说你在杀死我的情感。
And my father says, "Not only your emotions, but also your ego."
不仅是你的情感，而是你的这个野心。
In less than 1 minute.
在一分钟以内。
I struggled and pondered.
我非常的挣扎。
And then I said this. In my spirit, I overcame my negative emotion.
在我的灵里面，我开始来越过我的这个负面的情绪。
And I said to my father, I said, "I surrender to you."
我就跟我的属灵的父亲说，我向你降服。
And I agree with your perspective.
我也同意你的对事情的看法。
Many times as sons, we see things, we feel about things, we have our own mind.
有许多的时候，作为儿子，我们有对一些事情有感觉，我们有自己的看法。
But unless we see what our fathers see,
但是除非我们看到
，and unless we see what our heavenly father see,
我们属灵父亲的角度和我们天父看事情的角度
，what we are experiencing, what we are feeling, is just the as good as the, the blind people who touch the elephant.
除非这样，否则我们对事情的看法只能像是盲人来摸象。
So I'm so thankful. Not only I lay down my vision.
所以我非常的感恩，不仅是我放下了自己的意向。
I have no reservation in my heart. There's no privacy.
我在我的心里面也没有任何的保留，没有任何的隐私。
Between me and my father, there's no secret.
在我和我的属灵的父亲之间没有任何的隐私。
And I start to understand what is John 17:1 is.
我就开始明白什么是约翰福音17章的合一。
And many times because of this alignment, that we can walk in our land and in other nations.
是因为这个合一，我们可以在我们自己的土地和许多其他的国家
I am so thankful because of these fathers.
来行走，为着这样的父 不禁而感恩。
I am able to do a shoulder check over my blind spots.
我可以来对我的这个看不到的，这个盲区来做一个 shoulder check.
And I am able to break my own alabaster jars of my bottleneck.
我也有机会能够来打碎我这个瓶颈的一个玉瓶。
One after another.
一个接一个。
Because as a son, I have no choice.
因为做一个儿子，我没有其他的选择。
I have to be like my father.
我必须要像我的父亲一样。
And the greatest reward to me is when I hear others say.
对我来讲，最大的祝福、最大的奖赏就是。
Although these fathers are not here in our midst, but you and your wife brought them to us through the words you said.
就是别人对我说，即使这父亲不在我们当中，但是你和你的太太给我们带来的言语，就好像他们在我们中间一样。
So this is my turning of the heart to my father's side.
所以这就是我将我的心转向我的父亲。
And so I would like to share how I turn my heart to my son.
所以我也想分享我如何将我的心转向我的儿子。
Actually, David, he studied in the States for 3 years since 2012.
我的儿子在12年开始在美国有三年的学习。
And he decided to transfer to Canada in order to align with the vision of his parents.
他决定转学来到加拿大和他父母的意向来对齐。
We were so radical and we for 12 years we laid him aside.
我们当时非常的这个激进，在十二年之久我们将我们的儿子放在一边。
And now praise the Lord, our natural family has been restored.
现在非常的感谢神，我们这个属灵的我们肉身的家被复还。
And thank David for prepare for giving his parents for giving your parents a home when your parents were parachuted away from home.
也谢谢 David 给父亲母亲有一个家，当他的当他的父母这个被空投来到加拿大。
I want to tell one story that David called me one time.
我也想分享一个见证，有一次 David 给我打电话。
Last year on June 1st,
上一年在6月1号
David make a phone call to us from the States.
他在美国给我们打电话。
He said, Dad, I made a big mess.
跟我的父亲说，我做了许多的这个砸了锅。
I mean, to make a long story short, I feel so shocked.
长话短说，我感觉到非常的震惊。
Very disappointed.
非常的失望。
Feel disqualified as a father.
感觉到没这个失去了做父亲的
这个
资格。
And I feel overwhelmed by shame.
也被这个羞耻而轻负。
And I feel nearly we want to cancel, you know, the gatherings when we are meeting with leaders from another province.
我们几乎要这个删除我们和另外一个省的领袖的聚集。
So I realized the serious of the matter.
我理解到这个事情的严重性。
I spoke to David. I said, I do not know how to speak to you as a father.
我跟 David 说，我没有办法知道如何的对你说话。
If I blow up, it might kill our father and son relationship.
如果我这个生气的话，可能会影响到我们父子的关系。
And I decided to speak to you as a spiritual father.
所以我决定用一个属灵父亲的角色来对你说话。
So I said, I appreciate your trust to share your heart with me.
我跟他说，我感谢你的对我们的信任，来和我们分享。
As a son, the fact that you share with me your failures It actually shows your problem has been solved 50%.
你作为一个儿子对我来分享你的失败，预表着你的问题已经50%解决了。
Because you have never told me your failures.
因为你从来没有告诉我你的失败。
And I said, as your father, I want to tell you, I want to take 100% responsibility of your failure.
作为一个父亲，我想告诉你，我承担100%的责任。
Ever since your father became a pastor 22 years ago,
从你的父亲22年前成为一个牧师以来
，I have been neglecting you and lay you aside and make you feel like an orphan.
我，从那开始就忽视你，然后把你放在一边，好像一个孤儿一样。
Instead, I keep on demanding you to be academically excellent.
我持续的来要求你在学术上卓越。
And morally, spiritually, socially, I demand him to be examples for other church kids.
在社交，在这个道德，在许多的方面上来要求你成为别的孩子的榜样。
I said the pressure on you has been multiplied 5 times.
在你身上的压力成5倍的倍增。
And the quality of your life decreased 5 times.
你生活的质量却是5倍的下降。
I used to be a civil servant.
我以前是一个公务员。
And I was a global traveler.
我也是一个这个经常旅行的人。
And our family life so well off.
我们的家庭的生活非常的优越。
And suddenly our life just dropped.
突然间我们的这个生活下降了。
And I said, David, I as your father, I take all the responsibilities of your failure, of your struggle, of your frustration.
所以跟 David 说，作为你的父亲，我承担100%的责任，你承担你的失败的挣扎的责任。
You might expect that I drop you a nuclear bomb.
你可能这个希望我是给你一个像原子弹的一个回应。
But I want to tell you, son, I said, I'm sorry, I made the mistake.
但是儿子，我很抱歉，我做了这个错事。
I want to repent to you.
我想对你这个道歉。
And I want to ask for your forgiveness.
我也想向你寻求你的饶恕。
I want to cover you.
我想遮盖你。
And I want to justify you.
想使你这个
称你为义。 And that's supposed to be, you know, a breaking point of our relationship started to become our turning point.
那个这个有可能摧毁我们关系的时刻转变成我们关系转换的一个时刻。
Bear in mind, I used to be an orphan, you know, I was an orphan father.
因为 我以前也是一个孤儿的父亲。
So I put on a lot of pressures on him.
所以我给我的儿子有许多的压力。
And I realized that I have wounded him. I have suffered him so much.
我意识到我这个伤害了他，然后让他为此而受苦许久。
So I...Unfortunately, this is sometimes it's the pastor and the pastor kid story.
很不幸的来讲，这个就是许多的牧师和牧师的孩子的故事。
One time, David spoke to me.
有一次 ，David 跟我说
，He said, Dad, I don't love God, and I don't believe God, and I'm atheist.
我不相信神，我也。不爱神，我是一个无神论者。
So I understand that, you know, the enemy want to tear our father and son relationship apart and provoked me to anger and frustration.
我就理解到这个仇敌想要撕裂我们的父子的关系，然后来激怒我。
I said, David, this is not the case. Everybody in Zion spoke highly about you to me.
我就跟 David 说，这个并不是如此。每一个我在西安遇到的人都赞赏你。
Nobody ever criticized you in front of me. Everybody is, you know, speak highly about you.
没有一个人在我面前来这个斥责你，
讲
我的坏话。
So I said, according to, Matthew chapter 8, verse 16, it's about by witness of two or three people, everything is established.
What's the verse? 在马太福音18章16节的时候，凭两三个见证人的口就可认准。
And I am reminded by my father's teaching of Proverbs 18:21. The life and death is under the tongue of our speech.
也回忆起我们父亲所说的，生死在舌头的泉下，死爱他的必吃他所结的果子。
And his trip to Africa to break the curse of Noah speak volume to my life.
而我属灵父亲去非洲的一个旅程也对我的生命诉说了许多的这个真理。
So I said to David, I said that the enemy's lie cannot override how this family sees you and how your father sees you and how God sees you.
我就对 David 说，仇敌的这个谎话没有办法来覆盖神对你的看法，而这个家人对你的看法。
So I start to, I told him, I said, David, the reason why you said this is because I am not a good father.
我就跟 David 说，你说这个话的原因是因为我并不是一个好的父亲。
I make you feel you never up to my requirement.
我让你感觉到你永远没有办法达到我的标准。
You are never up to my expectation.
你没有办法达到我的期待。
You express your anger, your frustration to me, it's because I failed to turn my heart to you.
你向我表达你的这个无奈和你的愤怒，是因为我没有办法将我的心转向你。
So, you know, we talk about, you know, Second Chronicles 7:14.And then I start to humble myself in repentance and in brokenness in front of David and ask for his forgiveness.
我们也讲到了这个历代记下的这个七章十四节，我就开始在我的儿子面前来谦卑自己，来悔改。
So I took authority to bless him.
所以我就拿起我的权柄来祝福他。
To speak life, covering, healing, restoration to his life.
来对他的生命说话，来遮盖他，复
还他。I start to experience miraculous clean, miraculous healing in the father and son relationship and David's heart. I start to witness his heart has come back to life.
我就开始意识到这个 David 的心被我所祝福到，然后慢慢这个复还过来。
Now, I mean, David is 30 years ago. Why I didn't realize that there's an urgency of a healing and the restoration of a father and son relationship for 30 years.
现在 David 已经三十岁了，但是我们并没有在三十年来意识到这是一个父子的紧急的情况。
It was only because my heart was hardened like a stone towards my son.
是因为我对儿子的心是像一个石头一样。
It takes a father of the nations to break the heart of the father of a family.
这也需要为父的这个列国的父亲来破坏一个父亲他的这个实心。
A broken father will reconcile and restore a healed father and son relationship.
Can you say that again?
Because my heart is broken.
因为我的心被破碎。
I'm a son to my father's.
我是对我的父亲是一个儿子的心。
I'm able to restore our relationship.
所以我能够来复还我们之间的关系。
I realized without being a son to a father on earth, there's no way I can grow into a father, my fatherhood.
所以我就意识到没，如果我没有办法成为一个属地的儿子的话，我也没有办法能够成为一个父亲。
I still have 2 points to go. Should I stop here, Papa?
我还有。
I mean, can you bear with me to stay a little bit longer, please?
还有两点。
Thank you. Yeah, I try to go as quick as possible.
还有两点，我希望这个尽快的说完它。
So since last September, we have been in a process of switch back and forth in our immigration applications.
从上一个九月开始，我们就在我们的移民的这个申请上面来回的转变。
By watching us riding a roller skate, you know, in alignment with my spiritual fathers.
Roller skate?
过山车。
Roller coaster.
过山车。
在我们的我们这个申请上面就像一个过山车。
So David is, he said to me, he said, Papa, you seem don't have your own mind. You don't have no conviction of your own.You always follow your fathers. Whatever they do, whatever they say, you follow them. You don't have your mind.
我的儿子就跟我说，你好像没有自己的主见，因为你的父亲说什么，你就跟着他们。
Finally, we were restored to our original obligation after a long process.
我们最后的时候，我们才回到我们原本的这个申请。
So, one of my father said, this father and son.Relationship is actually, you know, it's a trust that you cannot purchase by money.
对，我的父亲就跟我说，这个父子的关系是没有办法用金钱所购买的。
So I shared Proverbs 22:1 with David.
所以我就跟 David 分享这个箴言的22:1.
That is a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches.And loving favor rather than silver and gold.
美名胜过大财，恩宠强如金银。
As a son, I believe any of our spiritual fathers and mothers can speak into our life.
儿子，我相信任何的属灵的父母都能够对我们的生命说话。
And they have the right to say both very good and fatal.
他们有权利说，这个好或者是不好，否决。
A car without a brake is suicidal.
一个车没有刹车就是自杀性的。
A horse that is not broken is useless to his master.
一个没有被破碎的马是对它的主人来讲是无用的。
A son who does not yield the fatal right to his father is not a true son.
一个儿子如果没有将他的权力交给他的父母的话，并不是一个真的儿子。
Watching this long process, David said to me,
看到这个长的过程 ，David 就跟我说
，He said, "Father, I made one mess after another in my dating relationship."
我就跟我的父亲说，我这个在我的。交往的上面做出了许多的错误。
He said, "I'm going to surrender my right to God and to you."
我就跟我的父亲说，我会将我的这个主权交给你们。
You know, I have been hurting David for 22 years.
从22年以来，我都不停的来伤害 David.
And David is hurting me back.
然后 David 也反回来的伤害我。
He knows how to hurt me by doing things exactly as I told him to, not to.
因为他会做出我叫他不要做的相反的事情。
It takes suicidal surrender to turn my heart to my father's, and it takes suicidal surrender to turn my heart to my son.
这个也，我也需要一个自杀性的将我的心转向我的父母亲和转向我的儿子。
And I'm so glad to see that David did the same thing to turn his heart to me and to God.
我也非常的感恩 David 做了同样的事情，将他的心转向神和转向我。
Should I stop here? Continue. Okay. Okay. Last one. Okay.
There was an artist who wanted to commit suicide because his artistic inspiration was gone.
有一个艺术家，他想要自杀，因为他的灵感没有了。
And the Lord brought resurrection to both his artistic life and physical life.
所以神就很神奇的给他的艺术和他的个人的生命带来了。
When we walk in four generation alignment with this household,
带来了复还，那我们也跟他们的全家四代同行。
And he has been mightily blessed by the Lord as becoming and is becoming one of the most prominent artists in the land.
他也被神大大的祝福，成为当地一个非常有名的艺术家。
One incorruptible seed of city and nation transformation. One time, one of my father,
有一次我的这个父亲。
He planted a seed into the palm of a city facilitator.
他就将一个种子放在一个城市的招聚人。
He said, "This is a seed of, you know, the Vancouver and the Canada transformation."
他就说这个就是一个种子，是温哥华和加拿大转化的。
It was in August 26, 2012.
在2012年的这个
八月
26号
and their city reputation, I mean, was a sex capital of the land.
他们城市的这个文明的就是一个名声就是一个性工作者的一个城市。
So, ever since our father planted the seed, all the city pastors start to meet.Once a week.
在我们的父亲放下这个种子的之后，所有城市的领袖在每个星期就开始聚集。
And they start to prepare a dwelling place for God.
他们就开始为神预备一个安居之所。
And their city have many times campaigns against immoralities and they never succeed.
他们城市经常跟这个扫黄来做斗争，但是没有办法成功。
And one time they even have 1,000 SWAT soldiers and 10,000 of policemen.
有一次有1,000个的特种部队，然后还有10,000的民警。
And they have helicopters and armed vehicles. It shocked even USA.
他们有这个武装部队，即使就是美国也被惊动。
And it didn't solve the problem.
他没有办法改变这个城市。
But after they received this seed from one of our father,
但是他们领受我们父亲的一个种子之后，
we start to walk in five generation alignment with this family.
我们开始与这个家庭有一个五个世代的同行。
And in April 2013,
在四月的2013年。
They have a two-day gathering of the prophet chamber.
他们有一个两天的先知内室的同行聚集。
And they declare to transform the city from a sex city into a pure bride of Christ.
他们就开始在属灵上面来转化这个城市，从一个性都市成为一个耶稣的圣洁的心腹。
And praise the Lord.The city experienced a transformation that impacted the whole nation.
所以感谢神，这个城市就领受到了一个极大的转换，来转变这个国家。
The city crime of immorality was exposed by a national central TV on February 9th, 2014.
这个城市的这个扫黄的这个行动。被中央电视台在2014年的时候被暴露出来。
And then a national campaign swipe across the nation.
所以一个全国性的一个行动就开始来影响到全国。
As a result, I'm going to finish with the 1 minute.
所以作为一个总结。
300,000 sex workers.
有这个300,000的性工作者。
9 million illegal sex transaction place.
有一个700,000的交易，性交易。
And this place has been cleansed and closed.
他们这些所有的场所都被关闭。
19 high government official umbrellas of city mayors, police authorities, national congressmen, and even one provincial vice governor was eliminated from their offices.
有19位的高官，还有许多的这个市长，这个警察的，还有这些的议员，他们都被移职。
还有副省长。For 5 years in a row since 2017,
从2017年来五年
，the city has been re-awarded as a national model city of spiritual civilization.
他们这个城市被奖赏是一个全国性的规范城市。
Now the spiritual landscape has been changed.
他们的属灵的风气也被改变。
I mean, the church paradigm has been shifted.
这个教会的方式也被改变。
The family has been built up.
家庭被复还。
And his unshakable kingdom is emerging.
神不可震动的国也被建立。
And praise the Lord and glory to God.
感谢神，荣耀归神。
Thank you.
谢谢。